have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Mind the boat. Mind the boat.
Mind the boat.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look at the motherfucking boat. Yeah.
This is the world of boating. Greg, your first mate, Barry the Boater, Mike the Mariner, and Captain Chuck, who's the loopiest looper we've ever had on this show. 4.5 times he's done the Great Loop. Belongs to a pretty exclusive group. That's some serious bragging rights. You're proud of it, I would assume, aren't you, Chuck? Or are you kind of modest in that regard? What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I enjoy it. Yeah. I enjoy it. You know, it's like, oh, wow, you did it 4 times. Yeah, we enjoy it.
Yeah, I did it 4 times. Suck it, loser. You haven't even attempted it yet.
No, Barry. Favorite thing, Greggy.
No, Greggy.
Mike the Mariner, I think, has been tempted. Is he an inspiration in that regard to you, Mike, to want to go do the loop someday or no?
Yeah, actually, you know, funny thing is we bought the boat we have now thinking, hey, you know what? When we retire, we want to start doing the loop.
Yeah.
But I don't have the right boat for that.
No, so, wait. Why?
It's too tall. It's too tall.
Seriously? You got to go under some bridges.
Yeah, it's 21 feet tall.
Yeah.
I think you need to be, what, 15'5"?
What is it, Chuck? There, Chuck? You would know.
To do the entire Erie Canal, but 19 feet 6 inches is the absolute tall.
Yeah.
And that's a bridge that does not lift in Chicago, just outside of Chicago on the Calsag River there, on the Illinois River.
Right.
So what does yours go with typically?
We can take the radar. Our radar up is just a shade under 17 feet.
Yeah.
But we take the radar down and we can get it down to 15 feet 3 inches.
Right. Have you ever found any fellow loopers when you've been doing this in the 4.5 times that got up to that point and like, oh, crap! We're 6 inches too high.
It's usually after they go.
Loop, it's the great U-turn.
Exactly. Or they go under the bridge and then they notice their radar is no longer attached
working
to the boat.
Yeah.
And it's trailing behind on its cable, sort of like a depth sounder on a little boat that we know.
Well, that's something you find out from your fellow loopers in the association, I assume, right? Like, hey, here's the numbers that you got to abide by if you expect to make the Great Loop, right? Chuck?
There's literature out, and waterway guides are really good, and they have all the bridges listed and how tall they are. And of course, you should know how tall your boat is,
right?
For you to do that. And I figure, you know, if we take off the radar, you know, we would just call that an upgrade. You know, let's get a new radar.
Right. Well, there's that. Yeah, you got in a pinch. They're like, well, we're replacing on the other side of the bridge.
Right. Okay. That would be funny if you could open up a shop on the opposite side of the bridge and say, we radar fix radars and just have radars are us. All the domes are there waiting for you to come on in, you know.
Half off,
special.
Literally.
Scratch and dent special.
Yeah, right. Hit one bridge, get one free, you know.
Yeah. But
the truth is, when we do the Western Erie Canal with the lowest bridge there is 15 feet 6 inches, and we can clear that by just barely clearing it. We take our radar off, so that's what gets us down to that 15 feet less than 6
gotcha.
Inches.
All right. Well, that's one statistic you have to abide by. The other thing is, well, I mean, the total distance of doing the whole loop is how long? How many miles or?
Close to 6,000 miles.
Yeah. And you said 8 months is the typical run of what you've done it or?
Yeah. Well,
what?
Yeah. That's 10 months. Our first loop took us just right at 10 months. But what people tell you, it takes them a year to do it. They don't tell you that they spent 3 or 4 months in Florida.
Right. They're following the weather. And if the weather's good,
did you do any fuel burn statistics? Like, how, like, what did you get? You know, 6,000 miles. How much fuel did you burn?
We get about 2 miles a gallon. Just a shade over 2 miles a gallon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's just cruising.
3,000 gallons.
And you're cruising about how fast, you figure? I mean, does it vary a lot, or do you have a cruise
speed?
Yes,
it does vary quite a bit. But we try to keep around 8 or 9 miles an hour.
Okay.
Coming down the Mississippi River, you can hit like 12 or 15.
Right.
Yeah, because you're following the current. Is there any particular boat or boat manufacturer that you see more of doing the loop than others?
Main Ship is a very popular boat to do the loop.
Yeah.
Main Ship. Okay, I got to look that one up.
And what gives that?
That's a great boat. Yeah.
What is the advantage it has? Do you know, or is it just a popular brand?
Well, it has side decks on it.
Yeah.
And it's very very comfortable boat. It's a fairly economical boat to run.
I found it.
Okay. So, all right. So you got that.
They come from like 34 foot to 43 feet or something.
Right.
And they're just a good boat.
Gotcha.
There's a few Bayliners out there doing the loop, but another boat, and we're talking economical boats, you know, like Grand Banks is a fairly economical boat that a person like myself could buy.
Yeah. I mean, what's the main feature? Like, if someone's thinking about doing this, like the Navigating Nitzels, what did they purchase? They've just been doing this a couple months now, right, Mike?
No, they finished it.
They finished it already.
Yeah, they completed it. They came. Yeah. You know, it's sad because you would get the video, and by the time you got the video, they had already passed the spot. I wanted to go out into Biscayne Bay and meet up with them.
But they knew better.
When I saw the last, obviously, they hauled really fast through there.
But what was the boat they had?
They had a Main Ship.
So they had one of those.
Not a Main Ship. It was a Tolly craft, 32, I think.
Yeah.
It was a nice little boat, and it made the trip all the way around. There was one thing they showed is all the locks that you go through. Mm-hmm. And then there was one lock. It was so strange. They put you on this, you and some other boats on this big, like, container that's filled with water, and it goes over these trestles to another water area. It goes over a road.
Okay.
I'll find you that video in their website and send it to you. You got to watch it. It was cool.
It was something.
The way they did this.
Yeah.
It was just like you took a big container that's in the water. All these boats that they could fit on there go in there. They tie off. They close it up. And then this thing actually goes over. It looks like train trestles.
Was that in Scotland?
No, it was down.
You're getting two different locks mixed up.
Yeah, Barry.
The bathtub or the swimming pool ones, they stick about four boats in that. And then it just raises straight up. It goes straight up.
Oh, no, no. This one actually moved.
Yeah, but that's a different lock.
It was cool, though. I'd never seen anything like that.
Yeah.
This one, the one that you're describing going over the road.
Yeah.
The word is articulated, but you drive your boat onto this railroad car like.
Yeah.
And they strap your boat up so you don't fall over. You're sitting on the keel. And then you go up over the road, and then it comes down on the other side.
Wow.
But that's only a one boat thing there. But four boats, and those are like swimming pool size boats. And there's two of those lift locks. They call them lift locks. There's one in Petersburg and one in a place I keep forgetting the name.
Las Vegas. David Copperfield, I think, does like that. I'm telling you, I think I seen that. I saw it. It's on YouTube. But, well, I'll tell you what, amazing stuff, and congrats to you, Captain Chuck, and thanks for sharing. That was an amazing story. Go for number five, okay, and we'll have you on again.
We do have number five listed.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. On that note, we're going to wrap it up. Till next time, remember, whether it is sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
You barnacle-bitten slob.
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.